Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Live at the Javits Center for Fanatics Fest. It is a yearly thing now, year two, BT, and it is incredible. We are brought to you by your Town Fair Tire. And to remind you, the Town Fair Tire always gets the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beat Town Fair Tire. Nobody, of course. We are on the road today. So BT and Sal on the road, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. And it has been a fun day, a wild day, a little chaotic all over the place. Obviously, we started talking about the Mets, but it's been cool to hang out here at the Fanatics Fest.
It's awesome. You know, and I said, I think a good way to describe it, it's massive, but it's not overwhelming. It's actually really easy to navigate. There's something for everybody. And, you know, I'm never going to count what's in somebody else's pocket, but it's really, if you look at some of the prices going on with a lot of things today associated with sports, it's incredibly, incredibly affordable. And it's really fan-friendly. Although I saw before the absolute strangest. They looked like they were best buddies, like two 18-year-old kids, maybe 19, walking around. One had a Vogelback jersey on as a Met.
Oh, come on.
And his buddy had on a Galladay jersey for the Giants.
Oh, I saw the Galladay. I didn't notice the Vogelback.
Could you have a worse duo?
It's cool, though, to see all the different jerseys. You see a lot of Devils fans.
We are seeing some Devils fans.
Ton of Yankees, ton of Giants, some Mets, a lot of Knicks sprinkled in as well. But to your point before, and this is not like a PSA or a promo form. I'm just like, legitimately, this is awesome. Jess Clark, or Jess Clark, built a sick set for WFAN, so you got to check that out.
If
you are
awesome.
A fan, I am a fan of the fan. Like, not only do we work here, but just being a fan of the history of it, the cool pictures,
yes.
The feel.
Yes.
This would be something that, like, I would want to experience. All the different, you know, things that you could go through, the WWE stuff, the baseball and basketball stuff and hockey that you could do, soccer. Like, this is a sports fan's dream,
yeah.
These 3 days.
Well, it is. It really is. Although I've got to wonder now, because it's no longer a coincidence. It's now a trend. So what we're doing in between breaks, we're coming up and we're taking a lot of pictures. It's great to meet the people who listen to our show. Without you guys, we're not doing a show. It's that simple. Without the fan, there is no WFAN. But I've noticed that Sal, not once, not twice, three times has knocked off. Now, I don't think it's intentional, but the Tiki Barber framed photo has fallen to the floor.
I think some fans
three
did.
Times.
It wasn't me.
By you.
No,
by your
no.
Back shoulder. Yes, it was. It's it wasn't me.
No, if I was doing it on purpose, I'd knock down the Boomer one. All right. But anyway, if you're in the area, come check it out. Now, this place may be a dream to sports fans. What has been a nightmare for Met fans has been the Atlanta Braves. I don't want to I'm not making it nuts about, oh, look, the Mets aren't who we thought they are, although there still are elements to this ball club that needs to prove themselves and prove themselves as a consistent top-tier team in the National League. Last year, they were not a top-tier team in the National League, certainly not the first couple of months of the season. They won on a great run. They get to the postseason dramatically the way that they got there in Atlanta, ironically enough, and then go on the run of the postseason. But let's not pretend that the Mets dominated by any stretch or were a top team in the regular season. They were not. It started out this year like that was going to be the case, and I felt it was different. I even felt it was different in that first game on Tuesday night against Atlanta. I felt it was different. I was not intimidated by the Braves or their fans or their lineup or anything like that. And I felt the Mets were playing downhill until it imploded in that eighth inning. And then from there, they were non-competitive the rest of the series. My concern is less with the overall ball club and the state of the ball club, which is taking on water. I think they'll be able to figure out and be okay. I'm more concerned that they cannot go toe-to-toe with the Atlanta Braves, a team that was 13 games behind them in their own division.
Well, I don't think that they think that. I'm not saying that you don't think that. I know what you think, and I think that you're not alone. I don't know exactly like where Evan and some of the other Met fans at the station, the morning show, Loogie. Well, he doesn't worry about anything because he's so positive.
Yeah, but, and no biggie.
Yep, no biggie, no doubt. Mets will be fine. I just think that, you know, I don't think the players can... They just don't view it the way we sometimes want them to or think that they might. So, listen, I do think there's certain matchups in other sports that are bad matchups. I never attribute that to baseball, not a matchup thing necessarily. And I don't think that it consumes the Mets, this Braves inferiority thing, however you want to describe it. So as long as that doesn't infiltrate their clubhouse, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But it's never getting fun spanked by the same. It's never fun getting spanked by the same team.
Well, and think about it too. The big stretch for the Mets again. Like the Mets had the best record in baseball, or close to it, coming into this 10-game stretch, and they had 10 games with the Braves, Phillies, first six on the road, and then finish it up with the four against the Braves again. They've gotten swept, and they haven't looked good in the process. Nothing would make you feel good about going into Philadelphia, especially with tonight going with Blake Tidwell, who's going to have to spot start a year as their rotation continues to get hammered with injury. It could get out of control in the big picture sense as well. Right now, I'm just worried about the Braves' loss and that battle. I'm not necessarily worried about the other stuff, but if they don't bode well this weekend or don't do well this weekend and then follow it up with another bad performance against Atlanta, who all of a sudden has oxygen breathing into it, it could be a big problem.
Well, listen, even if the Mets win 100-plus games and they eventually run away with the division, if that were to happen and they restore where they were, you know, a week or so ago, there's still a chance they can meet the Braves in the playoffs here. So that's why, you know, it's an interesting road that they're mapping out here. And I think it's a good point about last year. You know, we got so wrapped up in the euphoria of this Mets run, beat the Phillies, you know, the Brewer heroics, obviously, Lindor in Atlanta. We know what happened, of course. Come on, Devin Williams, Peter. Yep. It was just a magical ride. And then, of course, they lost to the Dodgers. But they did not win a ton of games. Like, they didn't backdoor the playoffs, but they
barely made it.
They barely, well, they have 89, 88, 88 80, they were in the 80s, high 80s for sure. But what's different from last year? A couple of things jump out to me, right? Obviously, Juan Soto's here. I'd say myself, Juan's been about a, by his standards, I might say a B-, others might say a B, whatever.
Yeah.
He hasn't been an A, that's the point. He probably will at some point soon.
I'll probably go B.
Okay,
but
fair
I was
enough.
Expecting
same
an,
neighborhood,
dude. It's got to be an A plus, like not B.
Yeah, no, he's
come on.
Yeah, okay. So you bring Soto in, and he hasn't quite been what you guys thought yet. But also, the other things missing from last year: Manaea hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch. Vientos. Now, Vientos was in the minors for a while. This is kind of where he started taking off last year, and obviously went bonkers in the postseason. But it's not as transferable in baseball. What you did a year ago, there's just a lot of volatility in the sport. Pete was awful last year, and up until the last week or so, Pete was, you know, top three, top four MVP candidate. You know, I do think that they need to address this with a big move at some point. I don't love second base. Don't love third base. I mentioned this a couple hours ago. Don't love center field. I know people like Nimmo. I don't love Nimmo, but I respect him. There's a hole to patch up, and I believe that Stearns knows that, and for the first time, Stearns has a checkbook behind him to do it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Limo driver Ed has been holding for a while. What's up, limo driver Ed?
Hello, Ed.
Hey guys, how you doing today? Like Aaron Rodgers said, everybody just relax. The Mets are going to be okay. We're all right. Everybody loose. You know, I mean, I don't know why everybody's going crazy. Last year, what was our schedule? Last year, what was our record?
I think you guys had 88 or 89 wins.
All right, then. And around this time, what was our record then?
Yeah, but Ed, it's a different story. Now what, you're going to have the reverse happen? The biggest point is I think the Mets dealt with adversity early in last season and then overcame it to make the playoffs on that final day. This year there was no adversity. Everything is going along well. And I think a lot of us thought, okay, well, when Soto kicks it into gear, when the pitching gets healthy, they'll take it to another level. And now it's starting to go the other way. And they're going to deal with adversity. And they haven't earned – they haven't built up the equity to earn the trust that they're just going to be fine.
Ed?
Okay.
I think thanks for the call there, Ed. I do think that that's a very fair statement and a good point. They don't have that equity yet. You know, equity comes with multiple years of being in the same position where there's an expectation based on previous performances that they all intersect. I don't want to say that last year was a one-off because a couple of years ago, in 2022, they won 100 and something games with Buck.
Right.
And I know it didn't finish the way you guys wanted, but That equity from that year, to me, doesn't bleed into this because it's an entirely different team outside of one or two guys. So, yeah, I mean...
The core group, I mean, outside of Soto,
yep.
Lindor, yeah, Nimmo, Alonso, yeah, McNeil... Yeah.
Like, Alvarez was called up that year, even though they put him in a rough spot in Atlanta. I meant the pitching staff primarily.
I'm with you. Like, I look at this team different from them. The one constant, though, is the Braves owner. Like, that has not changed.
Yeah, man.
I talk about the Mets being... We can talk about the Yankees and the Dodgers. The Mets played well against the Dodgers. They played well against the Yankees a year ago. When have they dominated the Braves?
Well, there, I don't know the answer. Hoff, I mean, you know, and obviously Sal, there's got to be a year where the Mets won... What did they used to play, 18 games against each other before they... I think it was 18. Now it's obviously...
I know, but even then, maybe it was the Braves having a rare down... I don't remember what 2006 was, for example.
Yeah, but and the problem is there hasn't been too many years where the Mets have been really good and the Braves have been really good.
And the Mets have been the better team. That has not...
That's what I'm saying.
It's mostly Braves have been dominant.
Yep.
Or when the Mets are good and the Braves are good, the Braves dominate the Mets.
Yes.
Mets and Phillies have had some back and forths.
They have.
The Mets have not won up the Braves.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
in at least 30
years. Well, what the hell is it?
Yeah, well, I'm just...
It's like the Braves win the World Series every year. They're foundable.
Well,
what is it?
You might not remember, but last year I was saying the same thing about this team. They need to look the Braves in the... Before I take them seriously, this is a quote from me a year ago. Before I take this team seriously, as they were building their way up and playing like the best team in baseball from June on, I can't take them seriously until they look the Braves in the eye and beat them. And they didn't do it a year ago. The rainout pushed it to the final day of the season. And really, like, it was a great win. I'm not trying to minimize it. But they didn't do it the way that they needed to. It was a split doubleheader that you kind of knew was going to happen because whoever won the first game was going to probably lay off the gas in the second game.
Yep.
And even in that first game, it took a miracle for the Mets. They come back with Nimmo. They blow it with Diaz. Lindor hits the miracle home run. They hang on with Diaz. It was a great win you can't take away, but the Braves also punched their ticket to the postseason against the Mets. So it was a wash to me. There needs to be blood drawn from the Mets' perspective. And they went in this time 13 games over. 13 games in front of the Braves.
Yep.
And they got whitewashed. They got swag.
All right, let me ask you this. So A to Z, do you think the Braves have a better roster than the Mets?
I can't definitively say that the Mets... I think the Mets still are better and have a better roster, but I can't say it as much as I thought so coming into this series. Because coming into the season, I don't think anybody definitively said the Mets had a better roster than the Braves.
No. Okay, so that's one checkpoint. And I can see both answers. I personally think the Braves have more higher-level players.
Yeah. And myself. Look at their lineup, the length of their lineup. That's
what I'm saying. And some of the guys aren't even really playing well yet.
Yeah.
Do you think the Braves are a better... I know it's different now with Stearns and Cone. Do you think the Braves are a better organization?
I would take the Mets owner and Stearns over the Braves.
Yep.
But I would take the Braves pitching, the starters.
Yep.
I mean, the Braves... Dude, Sale, Strider.
Oh, Strider.
Those are two monsters.
And I think the Braves' player development's fantastic.
Well, I mean...
I've always thought that.
And I think their lineup is deeper. And I think the Braves play... Especially when it comes head-to-head with the Mets, they just play downhill. They know they've got the Mets beat. I mean, Acuna's a different... Acuna's not even 100%.
Yeah,
he's running circles around the Mets, dancing all over the place.
You can see for the first time that the knee issues have slowed him. They've made the observation a few times during the series, you know, Gary and Keith, where he just doesn't look... Doesn't have that burst out there in the outfield anymore, Acuna.
Still looks good to me. Chris is calling from Port Jeff. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? BT Sal, what's up?
Chris! How are
you? So, just watching this series, and you know, I'm just looking at it from a Mets perspective. Like, the Mets need a stopper, man. The Braves weren't scared of not one pitcher on the Mets this past weekend. And yeah, you know, left field isn't great right now. Ronnie can't hit a curveball. Ronnie can't hit anything under 90 miles per hour. Jeff McNeil's starting to turn around. But I'm watching these guys, and you know, we got the Griffin Cannon, Clay Holmes, and all this, but the Mets need a stopper. And I don't know who it is. You know, it could be like Pablo Lopez, maybe a seasoned vetter, or Luis Castillo, or you know, DeGrom. I love, you know, that. But you know, I just think the Mets need a stopper. And David Peterson's looking good, and all that. But we need a guy like Oral Hershiser or some of these, like somebody, you know, having him on, just listening to him was awesome. You guys did great with him, but we need a guy like that who's going to come in. He's going to give us 7 innings. You know, not 5 with 6 walks or, you know, like, you know, walking the house. We need a guy who's going to come at dudes with 96-plus with a wipeout slider, a good changeup or something like that. But I think Nimmo and Lindor and Soto, we're going to turn it up. And Alvarez is struggling too. But, you know, we need those guys to hit, and we just need them to turn around. But we definitely need a stopper, man. We need a guy who's going to hand it off to Reed and Edwin Diaz, you know, every night pretty much. Guaranteed.
Well, hopefully that's Manaea. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Hopefully that's Sean Manaea. I personally, myself, have the most faith in Peterson. And I've said that for a while. Like, when Peterson first came up, it was a lot of, you know, he didn't really have great command of the strike zone, but I liked his stuff. I just think that he goes out there and he's got a chance to get 8-9 whiffs, you know, sprinkled 3-4 hits, 1 run, no runs. I think he's got the best chance to be dominant. And I would even say more, I would say even more than Manaea. I think Manaea's got a chance maybe to be more consistent. I think that he's got the most dominant stuff on the staff, but I do agree whether it's... Listen, I've been saying the Mets need another stick. They very well might need, depending upon Montas and some other things, how long Senga's out. They might need a frontline arm and a bat. They might need both.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay eventually. The stopper, you know, Peterson could be one. Manaea could be another when he comes back. They need Manaea back, and that'll at least settle things down for a little bit in the rotation. The bigger issue is they aren't hitting. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, they aren't hitting. Vientos, when he was here, maybe he'll come back. Who knows? They're not hit. Alvarez.
Maybe, you know, listen, maybe there's a little solution to get Juan going. Maybe you got to start whispering his name again.
BT, many fans have come up and said, Sal, I got to say one thing to you. Uh-huh. I'm like, what's that?
Soto.
I love that. BT, hey, we got to get him going. I got to start yelling to wake him up again.
I mean, Juan Soto's not even hitting 250.
Anyway, it's been fun hanging out with so many of the loyal listeners and the loyal fan supporters. This really is a tremendous setup. I'm not just saying that. Like, last year we had a really nice setup. This setup blows it away. Jess Clark outdid herself this time. Isn't this awesome?
I remember, so the year would have been, I guess it was 98. And I was trying to get into the business. And I remember somehow, I guess I signed up for it, whatever. There was a deal where if you got two net tickets, and not that I wanted to go to the Nets game, but before that, it was a job symposium for our business, right? And there were, you know, this is like when dot-coms were just starting, magazines were still very big. There was the WFAN one, and that was the, and I waited until, I was the last one, Brian Bruder, you know the name, Brian, I've told the story
yes,
before.
Yes, you've told the story, I don't know him, but yes.
From promotions, and I waited, and I waited, and I was young, I was in my early 20s, just graduated school, and all I wanted to do was to get to WFAN, get next to it, and this reminds me of that. Like you said this before, if you were just a fan and doing something else, maybe a manager at Home Depot at this point,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, right.
But this is the way we grew up and what the station meant to us and what the station means to the city. This is a magnet for all WFAN sports fans.
It's exactly right. The way I would say it is they have, you know, booths for everybody. Let's say a Knicks and Rangers thing or the NYFC, whatever it is, every, you know, NHL. But for me, because I love the fan so much, this would be like, oh my God, it's like a fan thing come to life, and you get to take pictures and hang out with some of the great stuff that Jess put up here and hang out and listen to the show.
And who would you want to meet the most? Top three.
Back in the day,
top three.
I mean, Mike and the dog, for sure.
All right, we're going to count them as one or two.
No, I would count them as two.
All right, who's third? This is the interesting part. Third. Joe B?
Yeah, it would either be Joe B or Summers.
Uh-huh.
Put it this way, pre-working here, I'd probably say Joe B. Post-working here, I'm going to go, Steve, I love Schmooze.
Oh, my God.
It's not a knock on Joe, but
Joe,
I made my first call to Joe on the overnight. So
yes.
I had to pick three, it'd probably be Mike, Dog, and Joe prior to working here. But now I love Steve so much.
They're all Titans.
What about you?
Well, and they're all foundational pieces of the station. Mike and the Dog, no doubt.
You're an Imus guy? Or
no, I couldn't stand listening to Imus. I couldn't stand it. I just couldn't. I got subjected to it every morning.
I knew that.
I know, because my dad would listen to it, and he would drop me off sometimes at the train, because I told you I had to take two buses to two trains and then walk to get to high school from Brooklyn to Manhattan. Once in a while, make my morning a little bit easier. Instead of a 2.5-hour commute, he would drive me to the station, get the Q train over Kings Highway. Long story short, those 9 minutes I'd be in the car, he would have on Imus. And his voice, I love politics now. I just couldn't stand it. I mean, I'm getting, maybe
Carton,
would
you want to meet Carton?
I would probably want to meet him and punch him, like in a good way. Like I love Craig. If I didn't know him, I think I would really like him, but I think he would annoy me. So I'd probably say Mike and Chris and Craig, or Mike and Chris and Joe.
Okay, BT and Sal on the fan. Andrew is in Eastchester. Andrew, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Andrew. Hey guys, forget the Yankees and the Mets for a second. Here's the important question. You guys are there and you can do it. The WWE entrance. You're walking down the ramp at the Garden, Stone Cold waiting for you in the ring. What are you walking out to?
Oh, can I ask Hulk if I can borrow I Am a Real American? That might be a good way to go in there. That's a tough one.
Do you have one, Andrew, that you would use?
Me personally, I'd probably go with Welcome to the Jungle.
Alright, a little GNR, a little Guns N' Roses.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, that is up there, BT. You should really go. It is incredible.
See, I was thinking wrestling songs, not necessarily other songs that I could use as my entrance.
Right.
And, you know, I obviously can't bite off Hulk and take his song.
Alright, so if you could pick any song, what
gracious.
Would it be? I got one for you. We played it yesterday. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, fantastic. I've got one. I would probably, here it is, probably come out to No Sleep. The way it starts, like the crowd's quiet. Then you hear, dan-an, and then you know BT's coming to the ring.
Oh, here he is. Oh my God! Hang on to your hats. BT's coming down.
Yeah. Was that Gorilla?
No, that was a little JR. Maybe.
Oh, all right, JR. Gotcha.
I was in between there, but that would be a good one. I like that song. John is calling from Red Bank. What's up, John?
What's going on, BT Sal? Love the show.
Thanks.
I just have a question because people are calling in talking about like stoppers, starting pitching wise, guys that can. I mean, obviously, there's a ton of guys that have great stuff, but they're talking about guys that go seven innings. And in the modern day sort of MLB, I just want to get your guys' opinion. Are we kind of chasing ghosts here? Like, those guys even exist anymore? Because it seems like guys are going five, getting yanked, and handing it over to the pen.
Right, but here's the problem with that, and thanks for the call, John. BT, you and I have talked about this, and not really argued about it, but just more given our thoughts. I would much rather build a rotation the way that David Stearns and the Mets have tried to build a rotation than the way the Yankees did, meaning investing all that money in Fried, Cole, Rodon. I'm not opposed to doing it for one guy, but when you invest that much money in something that's so fragile, it could be a problem. The other issue becomes the Mets have built a rotation of solid to okay arms that they're trying to maximize, but you also know when it's that fragile going in, when things inevitably go wrong, then what? Then, like, you can't rely on Clay Holmes to be a stopper when he's going to hit fatigue middle of the... This should not be a surprise to anybody that Clay Holmes might be hitting some fatigue here.
Yeah, what's appealing the way the Mets have chosen to do this is strength in numbers is a real thing. And I like that. You know, you're going to have to use, you know, 7, 8, 9 starting pitchers over the course of 6, 7 months of baseball. So that's a practically smart route. I still think I prefer the Yankees. And I remember you saying this a while ago, and I'm like, that's nuts. The more I think about it, it's actually not nuts because the game's changed so much that why would you give, you know, $30, $40, $45 million a year to a guy who might hopefully make 25 starts when back in the day it's usually 32 or 33, and they're not even going 8 or 9 like they used to. So I do certainly see
value-wise, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but I think it's made worse for the Yankees a little bit because they've got some other bad contracts. Like, the Stanton contract is not good. Obviously, DJ's been bleeding money a little bit. Like, if you look at the Yankee money, if you didn't have Stanton, you could have another stud bat and... Heal's making no money. Fried, eventually Garrett Cole again. And Rodon's not great, but he's certainly good.
They needed Fried because they knew Cole was hurt.
I think that. They never said that.
I
think that that's probably the case. I still like having the notion of a stopper in a World Series or a five-game skid. All right, this guy's getting the ball, 9 whiffs, 1 run, 8 innings. Let's go.
The counter would be, well, the Mets might be able to get that with Manaea or Peterson for a fraction of the value. Now, are they as good as Fried? Consistently, no. But, I mean, look at the numbers. Like, I'd rather live with that value just at a time like this. And we'll see what happens in the postseason. At a time like this, when you're going through a rut, you like to have that stopper to go out there and shut the door. Although Fried tried to do that on Sunday against the Red Sox, he did his part. The rest of the team didn't follow suit, so they ended up getting swept. But in the postseason, can the Mets get through the postseason with the pitching the way that it's built?
Well, they got through it last year.
Not really. Well, they fell apart against the Dodgers. I'm talking about get through.
Yeah, win the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. That's the objective. Yeah, and there was a big disparity in terms of runs scored for the Mets and runs given up. Some of the scores, I think 9-0, 8-1. Like, there were some very lopsided, non-competitive games there, attributable to their pitchers getting hit, but they're also their hitters not doing a whole lot. I hear you. I get it. It's two different philosophies. Both are working for the teams now, but they haven't worked to the ultimate championship.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thomas is in Wayne. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, fellas. Great show as always.
Thanks, Tom.
I just want to talk to Sal for a second here. Sal,
yeah.
You've been pumping up Stevie Cohen as one of the greatest owners in sports history, that he's richer than the Vatican, richer than anything, and that he's the greatest owner outside of maybe Steinbrenner. And he was supposed to be a savior of Queens, right? Yet, here we are. Year five of this Cohen era, and you still have to climb to the top of the attic with a transistor radio pointed exactly 37 degrees east just to pray that you can hear a Mets game clearly if you're anywhere south of the Driscoll Bridge. If you go under a bridge or anywhere south down the shore for the summer, the odds of you getting a clear Mets game, slim to none.
What about the app?
Meanwhile, if you turn on...
Yeah, I mean, I don't
I'm
know...
Talking even,
that's a different story, Thomas, than the Mets themselves. I mean, I feel your frustration. Man, thank you for the call. I have not had an issue at all listening to Met games myself, and I listen to them quite a bit.
Yep.
But I listened to them driving up to Saratoga this summer a couple weeks ago. I have not gone down shore yet. We'll do that coming up, but I have not found that to be a problem. I think you could listen to it on the Odyssey app as well. I listen to it just on the radio myself.
Yep, me too. A lot of times, like if it's a day game and I'm going home, I'll pop on Howie, you know, Keith. I think they do a good job. Howie's amazing. I think they do a really good job. And it's clear. Now, it's also AM, and AM sounds a little different than FM. I mean, if you're to contrast it, you know, how do the Yankees sound on the 101.9 signal? Say if it's split versus the Yankees on 660, say the Giants are playing a game Sunday, whatever. I mean, it's going to sound different. I mean, FM is just a little bit more clear. But, I don't know that – I'm not going to say it's not a Cohen thing because it's his team. But, I mean, that's – where is that on the list of priority? I mean, I've never had an issue getting a Met game.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the timeline of the radio rights as far as ownership with him.
Me neither.
They left OR.
He may have inherited a deal that's still going.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because they left – I believe that he did inherit that deal. Because I was at OR when the Mets were there.
Okay.
And then they came back to the fan. Not on the fan, obviously, but back to the Odyssey company.
Yep.
Was that 2019 or 2020? It was right around that. Either way, I think it was before Cohen bought the team. I don't know. Look, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, if you can't hear it, you can't hear it. But that, look, get on Steve Cohen for maybe not, you know, building a team that could win a World Series. And even that, I wouldn't get on him just yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, nitpicking about the radio signal.
Although if you couldn't hear it the last 6 days, that's not a bad thing.
You might have been better off. Although they do a great job on that broadcast. Well, back to the sports talk as far as the baseball goes and whatever else is on your mind. Phil is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's cooking, man? What do you got?
I want to just tell you about my journey in baseball. I'm a Red Sox fan that grew up in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I could tell you about the sport, what it was then getting destroyed in Brooklyn with the Bucky Dent and the Bill Buckner from Mets fans and Yankee fans. And now it's breaking my heart to see baseball be like a minor league system for the 5, 6, 7 teams that are that have money, the Red Sox being one of them. And I just want to know what's the health of the sport for the for going into the future.
Well, I would push back on the Red Sox being one of those teams on the 5, 6, 7. I mean, you got rid of Mookie Betts, you got rid of Devers, you just kind of, you got rid of everybody, really. So I know that they have money, and you know, I read something the other day, like how much of their decision to move on from Devers was to kind of reposition some of the money from their soccer investment. I don't know the answer to that, but it was an interesting, and neither did the person who wrote the article. It was just an interesting thought that they're clear, like there was a point where it was all about the Red Sox and all about the quest for the championship. The Red Sox business plan seemingly has changed a little bit. Not that I care, but it seems to have happened.
I think the health of the sport could be a lot better. But being in New York, it's not our problem. Our teams are as healthy as can be.
Yeah,
it's not a lack of spending from the Mets and Yankees' point of view. It's about spending wisely and finding the right fit. But do you think the sport is healthy? I would even say the game itself, the gameplay is not quality because you have starting pitchers who don't go long, more relievers, which usually are the lesser pitchers. You know, guys not trying to make contact and actually play the game of baseball, you know, like it was meant to be played. Swing the bat, hit the ball, run the bases, catch the ball, throw it. There's just not enough of that. And then you look at the amount of teams that there are and how many teams just aren't any good.
Yep.
I don't think the sport is overall healthy. But in New York, we focus on the Mets and Yanks, and thank goodness we have two owners who are willing to put out a quality product.
Yeah, if I lived in a different area and loved baseball the way that I did and still do, but obviously growing up, and I was in a market that just didn't have an owner that reinvested the money, I'm not so sure I'm as big a baseball fan as I was growing up.
Right.
I mean, like, how does that not alter your fandom on some level when you put so much into it, you get a little bit back? But I would also say that we've got to define the word healthy, because it doesn't, like, optically, does it look right with the strikeouts and the launch angle and this and that? No, it doesn't. But monetarily speaking, which doesn't impact us, Juan Soto just got $800 million. $800 million, okay? The franchise valuations are at an all-time high. They're talking about expansion, whether it's Nashville, whether it's going back to Montreal. That's going to happen very soon. Everybody's popping up a brand-new stadium. There's networks, there's TV, there's .com, there's MLB Network. Financially, it's as healthy as it's ever been. But the game might be as bad as it's ever been.
Rob is on Long Island. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Rob.
Two things. I was in a call because I have a little theory on what has derailed the Mets over the last six games, and no, I don't think it's like the end of the world and, you know, their season's over. But a few callers before talked about entrance songs for wrestling, and
yeah,
the best entrance song, I think, is Welcome to the Jungle, but the live version of that song. If you've listened to the live era albums, that song, it's like, do you know where the blank you are? You're in the jungle, baby. Wake up, time to die. Think of Ultimate Warrior running down the freaking the ramp into the ring and just clotheslining the crap out of everybody, pinning his opponent in 30 seconds and running out. That's the freaking song.
I first of all, to me, the Ultimate Warrior was a complete cornball. I couldn't stand. He couldn't even do a promo. If you can't do a promo, I can't take you seriously. Although I could see why young kids resonated like he resonated, because he looked like the Incredible Hulk and he was whacked out with all the neon stuff, and I get that part. The thing, though, forget about wrestling music. I am not. Now, I love, Sal, I love music. Now, we have fun at my expense, the type of music that I like, but, you know, I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert, I've seen the Eagles, I've seen the Beastie Boys, I've seen some good ones, man. I've even seen some, like, Kenny Rogers back in the day, pretty eclectic. I've seen, I'm just forgetting a few, but I've seen a lot. I saw Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, The Wall, good amount, pretty eclectic as well. But I don't like live music on CDs. Like, if there's a live version of a song, like, could be Welcome to the Jungle, that I love, that I will blast in the car, When I hear the live version, I'm like, nah, I want the radio version. It seems better to me. I know that that's nuts.
Yeah, acoustic versions I'm good with. The live versions, I don't necessarily love all the
time.
So
you remember when MTV was doing you liked it? I love the Nirvana unplugged.
Yeah, it was a different version of the song.
Nirvana was the one that I actually owned. That's one of the few acoustics that I did like. But generally, just give me the stuff they played on the radio. It sounds better.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.